Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life. Because life is difficult and has many challenges and we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about an article that I read recently on the website addictioncenter.com, and it was an article about breaking bad habits. And from this article I gained a lot of insights that helped me develop some strategies for breaking these bad habits in our life. We all have them. We have those habits in our life that we wish we could break, and there are ways that we can break these bad habits, but usually it won't be easy. If we could just stop doing it, then by all means, just stop that bad habit. Just quit today, and if that's no problem, then problem solved. But for a lot of people, there are habits in our life, and it's not so simple just to quit doing that. Whatever it might be, we may have tried many, many times to stop engaging in that bad habit, and yet somehow it ends up back in our life. So today I want to give you four strategies that can help you in your quest to break those bad habits. But before I talk about those strategies, I must say that if you are dealing with a chemical addiction, these strategies will not be enough. You need to get professional help. If you are dealing with a drug addiction, alcoholism, things of that nature, these are physiological addictions and you must have professional help. Find some help. Now, once you are in treatment, the things I'm going to talk about today can be helpful to you, but you need professional help when you are dealing with a chemical addiction. But for a lot of us, we're not talking really about chemical addictions. We're talking about bad habits that we would like to eliminate from our life, and perhaps we have tried many times to quit those things and perhaps have for a period of time, but to get those things out of our life permanently, we need some good strategies. So here are four strategies that can help you break those bad habits. The first strategy is to set small goals. A step-by-step approach is really helpful. Now, as I said before, if you can just quit and not engage in that habit anymore, then by all means, do that. But most of the time, that's not how it works. That if a habit is ingrained in our life, it's going to take more than just deciding to stop. We need a step-by-step strategy. What is the habit you want to break? Where are you now, and how can you take manageable steps to get to that place? You see, sometimes what we do is try to do everything at once, and we treat it maybe even like a sporting event. We get all psyched up for it. We get all excited. We get determined. We get all of our emotional strength together to face this challenge, kind of like a group of athletes before they go into a sporting event. They're jumping around and high-fiving and yelling and screaming, and they're getting themselves all psyched up to give their best effort to the challenge ahead. And that works really well for a sporting event that lasts maybe 2 hours or 3 hours or maybe 4 hours. As a short-term strategy, it's very effective to get all psyched up and to give your absolute best effort. But to break a habit permanently, that's more than a 2 or 3 or 4 hour endeavor. And when we just get ourselves all psyched up and we drive ourselves forward to break that habit, we might do that for a few days or even a few weeks, but then it tends to come back into our life because we're doing it sheerly through willpower and emotional strength that we're pouring into it. Instead of getting all psyched up and excited to try to stop immediately, look at some small steps that you can take to move from here to there. Taking that step-by-step approach, doing a little bit at a time, can eventually eliminate that bad habit and get to a place that we are in control of that and not just pouring a great deal of willpower and effort into it. The second strategy is to avoid temptation. Now, This might seem obvious, but it's amazing how many people put themselves in a bad position. They're trying to break a bad habit, and yet they're keeping the same exact routines. For instance, if you've decided to stop smoking, do you really want to carry cigarettes around with you? Well, that's not a very good strategy. If you want to lose some weight and have a healthier diet, do you really want to have candy and junk food all in your house? Do you need to buy those things and put them in your cabinet so that you can be strong and resist that temptation? No, just avoid it altogether. There are people that will sometimes put themselves into bad situations trying to prove how tough they are, how strong they are, that they can resist that temptation. And again, maybe you can once or twice. But over time, it's going to be extremely difficult to do that. It's better to avoid that temptation altogether. If you want to quit smoking, don't carry cigarettes with you. Don't buy them. If you want to lose weight and eat a healthier diet, only buy things that are healthy for you. This is common sense, but it is amazing how many times we think, oh, I can have some of these bad things in the house and maybe just eat them occasionally. But if you have a habit of eating too much junk food, you're not going to be able to do that, most likely. You're going to need to avoid that temptation altogether. And so look at the temptations, look at the things that trigger that bad habit, and look to eliminate those things to avoid that temptation. A third strategy is very related to the second strategy, and that is to replace old habits with new ones that you enjoy. Okay, sometimes it's not enough just to stop something. You need to replace it with something better. It's not enough just to say, I'm going to break this habit. What are you going to do instead? Because there's something in you that wants that thing in your life. It is meeting some kind of need for you. Maybe it helps reduce your stress. Sometimes we're stress eaters, for example, and we eat junk food, we eat bad things for us because it seems to help us handle our stress. The same with cigarettes or alcohol. Some of these things, just we want them because it helps reduce our stress. It makes us feel better in the short term. And then we start to realize, I'm depending on that too much. I need to break that habit. Well, what are some healthier things that we could replace it with? Maybe going for a walk, maybe hanging out with some friends. Finding some things that we enjoy doing that can replace the bad habit in our life and still meet the same needs. It's not enough just to stop doing something to eliminate a bad habit, because that tends to create a void in our life. If we are going to stop that permanently, we need to replace it with something that we enjoy. We need to form new habits at the same time that we are eliminating the old ones. And so, of course, avoid the temptation, but what are we putting into our life instead? What is it that we could choose to put in our life that is healthier, that makes us happy, that we enjoy, and is a better habit than the one we are trying to eliminate? And so find those good things to put into your life at the same time that you are eliminating the old habits. And it's a way of sort of squeezing out the old habit, to not just stop out of determination and willpower, but to squeeze that out of your life because you're putting good things into your life instead. Things that you enjoy, that you look forward to, that are healthier, that create a better life for yourself than the bad habits you're trying to eliminate. The fourth strategy is to love and appreciate yourself. You know, sometimes we get into bad habits because we think that's all we can do. But you know what? If we really appreciate ourselves, then we would not want to do damage to ourselves. If we really love who we are, we don't want to damage ourselves. You know, there's a simple example here. Most people are not going to purposely jab themselves in the leg with a fork because it really hurts. And we don't want that kind of pain inflicted upon our bodies because we like our comfort. We don't want to be in pain. We value our physical health enough to not jab ourselves in the leg with a fork. That would damage us, and we value our physical bodies enough that we don't want to inflict pain. But sometimes we will inflict emotional pain on ourselves. Sometimes we will damage our bodies. Sometimes we will do damage to our life with these bad habits. If we really appreciate our life, we really love ourselves and who we are, if we really take care of who we are as a person, we're not going to want to damage ourselves emotionally, mentally, physically, any other way. We're going to want to take care of ourselves because we appreciate who we are. Sometimes these bad habits are in our life because we're not really appreciating ourselves, because we may have some ill will towards ourselves. Some people get to the place they just hate themselves. They feel bad about who they are. And those bad habits get into our life because we really don't like ourselves very much. And it's okay in our minds to do damage to our life because we don't like our life very much anyway. If we start building a life that we really enjoy, we start appreciating who we are, we start loving ourselves, then we're not going to want to do damage to ourselves. We're not going to want to have these harmful or bad habits in our life that detract from who we are and how much we could enjoy our life. We don't want to affect our happiness and our health in life with these bad things if we really love who we are. So this gets into a really deep philosophical idea of who are you, and do you really love yourself? Do you really appreciate who you are? And if you say no, then how can you take steps to improve that? That goes back to the first strategy, a step-by-step process to enjoy who you are, appreciate yourself, to love yourself, and that things you see in your life that are doing harm to you, that are detracting from your life, it's time to get those out. And it becomes easier to do that when you really appreciate yourself. And so take time to appreciate who you are. Take time to love who you are and to grow into a person that you could really love, that you can appreciate yourself. Again, this is a deep philosophical idea and frankly uncomfortable to some people to talk about loving ourselves. But that's the cause of a lot of bad habits, is that we're not caring enough about ourselves. If we care about us, if we love ourselves, if we appreciate who we are, then those things that are bad habits that do damage to us, they're inconsistent with the love we have for ourselves, with the appreciation we have for ourselves. And it's easier to eliminate those things because it just makes no sense to have them in our life when we really care about who we are as a person. And so if we take small steps that are manageable towards that goal of eliminating that bad habit, we avoid temptation, we put good things into our life at the same time that we are eliminating the bad habits, and we take the time and the effort to love and appreciate ourselves so that we don't even want to put things in our life that would damage us or harm us in some way or hinder the life we could be living, that healthy and happy life we could be living. To take the time and the effort to really appreciate ourselves and who we are, learn to love ourselves. If we do these things, we're going to have an easier time to break those bad habits. It won't be easy, but easier time to break those bad habits and to live a happier and healthier life as a result. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this program is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming at radiocolor.cz. And I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. I am Dr. Mark A. Hicks. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better when we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.